ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 So, diving ever deeper into that sweet, unlimitedly sweet, nectarian ocean of Krishna consciousness, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 28. Shubha,
Shubha,
Ashubha,
Ashubha,
Palai,
Palai,
Evam,
Evam.
Mokshyase,
Mokshyase,
Karma,
Karma,
Bandhanai,
Bandhanai,
Sanyasa,
Sanyasa,
Yoga,
Yoga,
Yukta Atma,
Yukta Atma,
Vimukta,
Vimukta,
Mam,
Mam,
Upaishyasi,
Upaishyasi.
Shubha Shubha Palai Revam
Shubha Shubha Palai Revam
Mokshase Karma Bandhanai
Mokshase Karma Bandhanai
Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma
Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma
Vimukto Mam Upaishyasi
Vimukto Mam Upaishyasi
Shubha From auspicious Ashubha and inauspicious. Palai, results. Evam, thus. Mokshyase,
you will become free.
Karma of work.
Bandhanai,
from the bondage. Sanyasa
of
renunciation.
Yoga.
The yoga.
Yukta Atma.
Having the mind firmly set on.
Vimuktaha.
Liberated.
Mam.
To me.
Upaishyasi.
You will attain.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In this way, this is referring to the famous verse we actually discussed last night in our special seminar. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, whatever austerities you perform, do that, O Son of Kunti, as an offering to me. So now Krishna is commenting upon his own instruction that he gave. He's saying, in this way, if you do that, in this way, you will be freed from the bondage to work and its auspicious and inauspicious results. With your mind fixed on me in this principle of renunciation, you will be liberated and come to me. Prabhupada's purport. One who acts in Krishna consciousness under superior direction is called yukta. The technical term is yukta vairagya. This is further explained by Rupa Goswami as follows. Anasaktasya vishayam yatharham upayunjataha nirbhanda krishna sambhante yuktam vairagyam uchite bhakti vasamrita sindhu 2.255. Rupa Goswami says that as long as we are in this material world, we have to act. We cannot cease acting. Therefore, if actions are performed and the fruits are given to Krishna, then that is called yukta vairagya. Actually, situated in renunciation, such activities clear the mirror of the mind, and as the actor gradually makes progress in spiritual realization, he becomes completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, at the end, he becomes liberated, and this liberation is also specified By this liberation, he does not become one with the Brahmajari, but rather enters into the planet of the Supreme Lord. It is clearly mentioned here, Mam Upaishyasi. He comes to me, back home, back to Godhead. There are five different stages of liberation. And here it is specified that the devotee who has always lived his lifetime here, under the direction of the Supreme Lord, as stated, has evolved to the point where he can, after quitting this body, go back to Godhead and engage directly in the association of the Supreme Lord. Anyone who has no interest but to dedicate his life to the service of the Lord is actually a sannyasi. So we were blessed by the presence of Paladananda Maharaj. Sannyasi order. But actually in any order, whether one is a brahmachari, a householder, whatever one may be, if one takes up this mood described here by Lord Sri Krishna, then Prabhupada says that person is actually a sannyasi. So we should all become sannyasis, whether we're a householder, whether we're a brahmachari, whatever we may be, brahmacharini, we should all be sannyasis. This is the point. Prabhupada continues, such a person always thinks of himself as an eternal servant, dependent on the supreme will of the Supreme Lord. As such, whatever he does it for the benefit of the Lord. Whatever action he performs it as service to the Lord. He does not give serious attention to the fruitive activities or prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. For ordinary persons, it is obligatory to execute the prescribed duties mentioned in the Vedas. But although a pure devotee who is completely engaged in the service of the Lord may sometimes appear to go against the prescribed Vedic duties, actually it is not so. It's like you're supposed to obey your parents. And how many of us had to disobey our parents to join this movement, for example? That's one example. According to Vedic injunction, you obey your parents. But many of us surrender to Krishna by disobeying our parents. So that's an example. Actually, we're not going against the Vedic injunctions. It's a matter of actually knowing the essence of the Vedas. Because you can do both at the same time, that's very good. Sometimes it's not possible. It is said, therefore, by Vaishnava authorities, that even the most intelligent person cannot understand the plan and activities of a pure devotee. The exact words are Tanra Vakya Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Bhujaya Chaitanya Charitamrita Majja 23:29. A person who is thus always engaged in the service of the Lord, or is always thinking and planning how to serve the Lord, is to be considered completely liberated at present, and in the future, he's going back home, back to God at his guarantee. He is above all materialistic criticism, just as Krishna is above all criticism. So here's something to strive for. Whatever our position, in the society, this is something we can all strive for. A person who is always engaged in the service of the Lord, or is always thinking and planning how to serve the Lord, is to be considered completely liberated at the present. So we have to, each one of us must take an honest look at ourselves, where we are right now. And if we don't have the ability to do that, then we should approach a devotee, a superior Vaishnava, who can help us to have an objective look at where we are spiritually right now. Each and every one of us should be willing to go under the microscope, as it were, and be seen exactly where we stand in regards to this statement of Srila Prabhupada. Because we are meant to be always engaged in the service of the Lord, or always thinking and planning how to serve the Lord. We are meant to be 24 hours engaged, always in thinking, planning, and actually rendering service to Krishna. This is where we are meant to be. So to whatever extent we're deviating, to that extent we're keeping ourselves locked into the karma chakra, the cycle of birth and death. So whether one is a householder living outside the temple, a brahmachari living in the temple, this science can be practiced. One can make this perfect, whatever your situation, under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, under the guidance of the spiritual master, and under the guidance of scripture. These three things, Prabhupada always emphasized, guru, sadhu, and shastra. So we have the Society of Sadhus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is a society of saintly devotees who have dedicated their lives for Krishna's service. So these sadhus are willing to give us all guidance and help if we're serious to become pure devotees as described here. And there's also the spiritual master. And there's also the scripture, Prabhupada's books. So we have all facility. We can study Prabhupada's books. We can take shelter of the sadhus. We can find senior sadhus or sadhu to take as siksha gurus who can guide us. And eventually a diksha guru will emerge out of those siksha gurus as a natural initiator for us. So this is actually the sublime method of how we can perfect our consciousness. There's so many sciences going on in the world today. Different departments in the universities, biology, sociology, mathematics, you know, astronomy, so many sciences. Those sciences are actually not so scientific. There's a lot of just guessing and speculation that goes on within the sciences. But here we have a science which is actually a pure science. Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Damodar Ki Jai. Here we have a science which is pure and perfect. If you follow this science precisely, if you take the instructions that are given by the sadhus, by the guru or gurus, and by the scripture, and follow it very carefully, what are you going to get? You are going to get liberated from the cycle of birth and death. That is no small accomplishment. How long have we been rotating in the cycle of birth and death? We can't even remember how long we've been here. Prabhupada explains, since time immemorial, that means immeasurable. You can't even calculate how many millions of lifetimes. There'd be too many zeros. You could line up the zeros from here all the way to India, and there wouldn't be enough space to contain all the zeros of how long we've been in the cycle of birth and death. We've been here, you can't even, it's incalculable how long we've been here. So, you could say we must be pretty conditioned. After uncountable eons of lifetimes, you would imagine we must be pretty conditioned to being conditioned. So how will we get out? It's only by an act of extraordinary mercy that we can get out. Certainly not in our own puny, you know, speculative efforts like the jnanis try to do by mental speculation. They think, oh yes, now I am liberated. But what does Bhagavatam say about that liberation? Vimukti maninas. You know the meaning? It's just not in the mind only. They're liberated only in their minds. They think they're liberated. Vimukti maninas, Bhagavatam says. After great austerities, aruya krichchena, even the word sounds difficult, krichchena, means by undergoing great penances and austerities, krichchena, then what do they get? They only get imagined liberation. I think I'm liberated. I'm God. I'm Krishna. I'm you. I'm me. I'm everything. We've met them, so-called liberated people who took some LSD or something. They think they're liberated. But even the jnanis who undergo great austerities and penances, they're in the same trap. Just a little more sophisticated, that's all, because they can quote Vedanta Sutra. But the fact is that there's no way you can get out on your own strength. It's just not possible. You cannot. In Texas, we have a saying. I come from Texas. I feel it's home because Prabhupada told me to preach in Texas. I have a direct order from Prabhupada. I joined our movement there, but when Prabhupada said, you work cooperatively to spread Krishna consciousness in Texas, gave it a special flavor. When I go back to Texas, I think, Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave me this place, Texas. So that's my home base. I just, you know, do everything out of Texas. That's where I work out of, because that's the home base that Prabhupada gave me, Texas. So anyway, in Texas, there's a saying that you cannot pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. In Texas, it's very fashionable to wear cowboy boots. Even business executives who wear, you know, suit and tie will wear cowboy boots with their suit and tie in Texas, you see. So the cowboy boots are the most impractical, ridiculous thing you could ever imagine. I mean, they're so hard to get on, you know. They have to have these, they have these bootstraps and they have these little holders, you know. You put it, you put your foot in, you put the little holders on the straps and you pull. I mean, it's ridiculous what they do to be so-called cool, you know, wearing their cowboy boots. They have cowboy nightclubs, and I mean, it's just a ridiculous culture. Glorifying cow killing is really all it's doing, you see. But anyway, you can't pick yourself up by your own bootstraps, you see. You bend over and you say, okay, I'm going to pick myself up. Now somebody else could come and grab your bootstraps and pick you up. But you can't pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. It's not possible. You can pick all you want. You're not going anywhere. So the gyanis, they are trying to pick themselves up by their own philosophical bootstraps. It's not possible. You cannot speculate your way. It's explained by Srila Prabhupada. You can travel at the speed of mind for millions of years, and you'll never penetrate the covering of this material world. It is not possible. You cannot do it. Not possible. Forget it. Speculators, hang up your mental speculation at the door. Check, the old West, they would say, you know, check your guns at the door of the saloon. So, check your mental speculation at the door. You don't bring it in, you know, when you come in, check, put your mental speculation on the coat rack. Leave it there. Because here, we don't follow the system of mental speculation. Because it takes us nowhere, absolutely nowhere. Our system is just the opposite. Mental speculation is called Roha Pantha, the ascending method. I try to pick myself up by my own speculation. But our method is just the opposite of Roha Pantha. The knowledge is descending down to us, you see, from greater authorities. Mahajana Yena Guttasa Panta. The higher authorities are giving us the mercy. They are giving us the blessings. They are picking us up out of this material world. So this is how we get out. I mean, we are so conditioned. It is only by the extraordinary mercy of a liberated soul who blesses us. You see? By the mercy. That's how we sing every morning. This beautiful prayers we sing every morning. The beautiful Girvastakam prayer. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the blessings of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, no one can make any advancement, not even a little tiny bit of advancement, actually, can we make. So that mercy is coming down from Krishna to Brahma, to Narada, Vyasa. That mercy is coming down through this disciplic succession. And it has especially become powerful in Prabhupada, the personality of Srila Prabhupada. It's especially become very, 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 very powerful. No guru has accomplished in the history of the world what has been accomplished by his divine grace. Om Vishnu Pad Panamahamsa Pariva Jagacharja Astatarasati Shri Shrimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. No spiritual master has shown that degree of extraordinary mercy. And we members of his movement, you see, we are the most fortunate persons in the universe. We have gotten the contact with the greatest spiritual master who is giving the most extraordinary mercy. So by taking advantage of the extraordinary mercy of such a great, great, great personality as Srila Prabhupada, then we can actually have the awakening of the service mood from within the heart. In this world, who wants to do service? No one wants to do service. Everybody wants to be served, but nobody wants to serve. That's considered low class. Serve? Servant? A servant, that's considered a very low class thing. Servant. But actually that is the highest position. Even Krishna wants to be a servant. He becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so he can be a servant. As we many times have explained, he's noticing Srimati Radharani, how much bliss she is tasting by being a servant. He's thinking, what is this? I'm the supreme enjoyer? And somebody is enjoying more than me? How is this possible? How is it possible? Somebody is enjoying more than me and I'm the supreme enjoyer? She is getting more bliss by serving me than I am tasting by being served by her. So let me also not miss out on this nectar. I will become a Hare Krishna. Krishna decides to join the Hare Krishna movement. Becomes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he can taste the nectar of being a servant. So, it's really a cool thing to be a Hare Krishna devotee because God himself is opted for doing that. And he can do it. He's the master of enjoyment and he's chosen to join the Hare Krishna movement as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to make it even more relishable, he expanded himself as Lord Nityananda and did just the same. And Advaita Acharya and did just the same. He joined three times, at least. He decided to join up three times as Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita. How many others? I don't know. So to be a member of this Krishna consciousness movement is indeed the perfection of existence for the jiva, actually. It's the perfection of existence. Why? Because it brings us into this mood of being the servant. In this movement, we learn to relish being the servant. Being the servant is glorious, it's wonderful, it's ecstatic, it's enlivening. It's nectarian to be a servant. So we learn how to serve the Vaishnavas, we learn how to serve Guru, we learn how to serve the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to preach this Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit. We learn how to serve all the conditioned living entities by giving them Krishna consciousness. This is our nectarian pastime. From now until we leave this body, we are just dedicated to making a revolution on this planet. You see? In the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ordered us to do that. So we just take that as a service mood. Lord Chaitanya told us, you revolutionize this planet. Save the people of this planet from their sleeping condition. So we take that order as our life and soul. We embrace it with full enthusiasm that every thought, every word, every deed must be purely engaged in the Lord's service to become Krishna conscious, to serve the Vaishnavas, and to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. You see? This is the perfection of our consciousness. So if we remain very sober about what we're doing here, we understand what we are meant to do, we get a very firm, solid understanding of what our duty is in the human life. We are meant to purify our existence and spread it to others. Someone may say, well, that's true for the preachers who live in the temple, but not me, I'm a householder. But the interesting thing to note is the instruction Lord Chaitanya gave to become a preacher was given to a householder, not to a brahmachari or a sannyasi. During the Chaturmasya season, he was staying in the home of a householder named Kurma in the village called Kurma Chetra. So after the rainy season was over, he said, okay, I'm leaving now. And this Kurma said, well, I can't bear to be separated from you, my lord, so I'm taking sannyas. I'm coming with you. Forget this dark well of household life. I'm coming with you. Lord Chaitanya said, no. You stay here. And yare deka tare kahu, whoever you meet, you instruct them in the teachings of Krishna. So the highest renunciation is not to change your ashram. The highest renunciation is to strictly follow the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for preaching this message of Krishna. You see, that is real meaning of renunciation. To take up seriously the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And then Lord Chaitanya said, by doing so, you will see me again. Actually, he said, you will never be separated from me if you follow this instruction. So that not only applies to the Brahman Kurma, it applies to each and every one of us. We can have the direct personal association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at every minute, just by fully accepting this order that he has given to us. To always be thinking, how I can give Krishna, how I can give Krishna. You see, this is the Vrindavan mood. Giving, as we've been explaining the last few days. The Vrindavan mood means giving, 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 giving. Material consciousness is take, 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 miser, taking, taking, taking. But this mood of giving, 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 that puts you in the spiritual world. That is the Vrindavan spirit, to be always giving. So how do we give? There are four things we give. If you can give your entire life, you see, surrender fully the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master and do just take his orders, your life and soul, complete total surrender to whatever the spiritual master instructs. You see, that's one mean. You can't do that, then what's the next dear thing to life? Money. You see. Then you donate money as much as possible. You can, like our brahmacharis, they go out and they sell prasadam and they give all that money to the temple. Or you can be a householder working a job, whatever you can spare, give that money to support the temple. You see, that will purify your household life by giving money to the temple as much as possible. Or if you can't spare any money, you're just barely paying your bills, then what you can do? Then intelligence. You may have some idea of how to help this movement. Use your intelligence to help the movement. Or if you don't have any big brain, you just tell people, come to the temple, chant Hare Krishna, here, take this card, this invitation card. Everyone can engage in serving this Krishna consciousness movement. Their life, their money, their intelligence, or their words. So take this up as your life and soul, as your most important business. Whether you're a brahmachari, brahmacharini, sannyasi, householder, whatever your position, understand that your duty is the same, given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to become Krishna conscious and to give and to share it with others. You see? And if we do this with all seriousness, we will not be living in this material world. We will be living in the spiritual world at every minute. And we will not take birth again. As we spoke the other day at the initiation lecture, as Prabhupada told in Los Angeles, he was saying that deathlessness begins at initiation. In other words, when you take very seriously that I'm fully surrendered now to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, you see, I'm taking Prabhupada's instructions as my life and soul, and you very, very seriously take complete dedication to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, without any deviation, then one actually enters into an eternal existence which never goes away if you remain fixed in following Prabhupada's instructions. So his instructions are not a secret. They're an open secret. They remain secret because people are covered by Maya, but it's open to everyone. Anyone in the world can read Prabhupada's books and become a fully enlightened spiritual being. Anyone in the world can do that. You study the books, become a completely liberated soul. We're making it available to everyone. We're begging people, please take these books. Please take these books. Because anyone who seriously reads and follows these books, they will become the happiest person in the whole world. Happiest person. Most knowledgeable, happy, peaceful person in the world. Anyone who studies and follows these books. That's the perfection of Prabhupada, the great mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that he can liberate thousands and millions and billions of people through his potency. So maybe there's some questions here. We'll get these hearing aids turned on. See if there's some questions. Questions? Yes.
Rabbi, I've heard that we shouldn't be blind followers.
Yes.
So what is the difference between asking to understand and to speculate?
There's a big difference. We are meant, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34, tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatpadarshinah. Prabhupada in this purport explained that blind following is condemned. One is meant to inquire. If you don't understand something, you must inquire. When I was joining this movement, my wonderful, merciful Vartma Pradarshaka Guru, His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj, he gave me very, very good instruction. He says your intelligence must be fully satisfied. Just like your body has a need for a certain amount of food, your intelligence also has a need. You see, you have to be satisfied. If you want to be solid in Krishna consciousness, your intelligence has to be satisfied. If you have any doubts, you should submissively bring those forward to your, like Tathavad Prabhu here, or other senior men. You see. If you have doubts, you should bring them forward for clarification. Because those doubts are your enemy. Arjuna was actually addressing Krishna as Madhusudanam because Arjuna wanted Krishna to smash his doubts. So doubts are not smashed by brute force. They are smashed by highly intelligent philosophical explanations based on the scriptures. So all of your doubts should be submissively submitted to senior Vaishnavas, and then you can consider carefully the answers and keep bringing forward the doubts until they're all eradicated. When your doubts are gone, your conviction will be absolutely solid. And then your life will be sublime because you won't deviate for a moment from Krishna consciousness with a thought, word, or deed. You'll be solidly fixed. It tastes so much nectar you couldn't even imagine that so much nectar could be experienced. So yes, you must, whatever doubts you have, you approach senior devotees, get them eradicated. You can't immediately talk to someone, have your doubt list, write all your doubts down somewhere in your notebook. And just save your doubts, have them all there, and then whenever you get a chance to meet with in a class or with a senior devotee, pick out your doubts and gradually have them all eradicated until there's nothing, no doubts left, and there's nothing but complete faith. There's that verse, Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Yasya Deve Parabhakti, Tata Deve Tata Guru, Tashyaite Ketita Prakashamte Mahatmanaha. Unto those persons who have unflinching faith, in the words of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna, all of the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Only unto those persons. So if your faith is flinching, then you won't have that realization of the Vedas. But if your faith is absolutely unflinching, like a lamp in a windless place where that candle doesn't even move slightly, a perfect still place, absolutely perfectly still is a candle. If your conviction doesn't flinch under any circumstance, as Srila Prabhupada described to Mahakrishna Goswami, He said, tomorrow Krishna Goswami can face fire. You see, he wouldn't flinch. He would go forward and risk everything for Prabhupada. That's why he became so glorious, preacher and leader in our movement, you see. He would do anything for Prabhupada and he wouldn't flinch. With full faith, he would go forward on Prabhupada's order. So you become like that, you see. Whatever order you're given, you don't flinch. You just go forward with full faith. This is the order coming down from Prabhupada in the disciplic succession. Let me just take it with full faith. You have that complete, total faith and conviction that whatever if you eradicate all your doubts and become unflinchingly faithful, then everything will become very clear to you. You'll see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna, as Prabhupada explained. You will not be able to, you will see Krishna everywhere and everything within Krishna. So get rid of those rascal doubts. They're your enemies. By hearing the Vedic wisdom, especially in discussions like this, when the philosophy is discussed in the assembly of Vaishnavas, that is the most powerful way to become free of doubts. Questions more? Vidutta Chandra.
Prabhu, in your class on Saturday evening, you mentioned something to the effect that when one is Krishna conscious, he sees everything in connection to Krishna.
Yes.
And thus he is able to contact everything to his service.
That's right.
Every person and even every bicycle.
Bicycle?
Even every bicycle.
Every?
Bicycle.
Every bicycle?
Yes.
Yes.
So can you maybe
that's a fact, because Bhumir Rapo Nalo Vayu Kangmano Buddhare Vacha Ahankaravi Mudana Kratahamiti Manyate. When one becomes absolutely totally absorbed in pure devotional service, you see absolutely everything in the service is the energy of Krishna and meant to be engaged in his service. Absolutely everything. You don't see anything separate from Krishna, you see everything as his energy. Krishna has manifested his energy in the form of this bicycle. Therefore, this bicycle must be used for Krishna, otherwise it's a criminal thing. It's a crime. It's an act of terrorism if this bicycle is not being used in Krishna's service. Actually, anyone who does something which is not Krishna conscious, they are terrorizing the universe. Did you know that? You know that? If somebody is doing something and it's not in Krishna's service, they're actually terrorizing the universe. We're so conditioned that we don't realize it. We take the material society for granted. But actually, any thought, word, or deed which is not purely in the service of Krishna is an act of terrorism. Actually, it's an act of terrorism. So we're all terrorists. We have to get, have to get over this defiance of the Supreme Lord. We're creating havoc by our nonsense independence. We have to purify ourselves. Krishna, help us. Questions more? Yes. Can you repeat the question for me?
Are there specific advices for sudras in this connection?
Yes, sudra, they should serve the three higher classes in the Vedic culture. If one is sudra, then they must, they should faithfully serve the members of the higher orders who are twice born. You see, that is the system. Sudra doesn't have the intelligence to take up spiritual life, so he should just become a humble servant of those who are twice born. That's the Vedic system.
Because some people sometimes say that sudras can eat meat or like that.
No. Sudras, whoever said that, doesn't know what they're talking. Sudras cannot eat meat.
Kshatriyas cannot drink alcohol.
Huh?
Kshatriyas cannot drink alcohol.
Kshatriyas can drink alcohol?
Drink alcohol.
There are a few places in the Vedas where there are certain restrictions, under certain conditions, one can do something like eat meat, but you have to understand that's for restricting it and stopping it. There is an injunction that you can kill one goat on the dark moon night, and you must whisper a mantra in that goat's ear that now I am killing you, and in the next lifetime I will become a goat, and you will become a human being, and you will kill me and eat me.
Yeah,
you see? So there is a Vedic injunction. You want to eat meat? Okay, here's how you do it. Do it like this. So any parent that has half a brain will realize, why am I doing this thing? I'm going to become a goat, and this creature is going to kill me and eat me? Forget it, I'll just become a vegetarian. You see? So there are sometimes injunctions to prescribe things that are sinful in such a way that you will give it up if you have any brain whatsoever. But that doesn't encourage that thing. It's meant to discourage you from doing it. Questions, Mark? Yes?
Yeah, it's just that I think we have to save that questions for your darshan with a family couple.
Yeah, we don't want to keep them here too late. They came for a private, basically a special session with me tonight. So they both come and live for that, huh? So we don't want to hold them too long. So we'll.
I think we have to save time because we have promised.
All right. So we'll go ahead and you can always you can wait around this evening. Do you have my email address? You can always write me questions. So yeah, I'm willing. I can unlimitedly answer questions, but not right now. You just have to wait. You're free to ask me any questions you want. You write me, no problem. So we'll stop here, and we thank you all very much for your wonderful attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Tathagata Prabhu ki jai.
So tomorrow morning,